I'm all about the good vibes, the good vibes. We about to have a good time. Leave my problems all behind, all behind. We living out the good life, yeah. I ain't gotta worry about a thing.
Oh no.
Had some obstacles I overcame.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to ever be the same.
Oh Lord.
Cause when we change the mind, we change the game.
Vision Podcast. I got a very, very different and special guest coming in to the Clutch Vision Podcast. I mean, he's been all over the world, guys. He's been everywhere. You might have seen him on, you know, Laugh Out Loud. You may have seen him, you know, with his own series called Heartbeat Productions, y'all. I got the man himself, Kevin Hart. It's in the building, y'all. What's going on, Kev?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, how you doing, man? How is it over in L.A., brother?
I can't lie, so it's pretty good. It's really loud. It's a lot of traffic. It's really aggravating, to be honest with you. Kids getting on my nerves. It's a lot to it, honestly.
Oh, man, Kev, you know what? How those kids? And you got a baby coming now, right?
I do, but you know what? We're not even going to talk about that because my son is the let's just skip that. Do got a baby on the way now.
We'll skip that. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on, y'all? Let me just redo that. We got my man Suave Xavier is in the building all the way from the dirty, dirty south. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
Yo, guys, so listen, we got a very special guest today, man. And I found this guy on TikTok doing all these Kevin Hart impressions and even impressions of other people like Donald Trump and you did 6ix9ine, you've done Little
Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Everybody.
Everybody, you know, and I thought it was dope. I said, I gotta reach out to this dude. I gotta bring him on the show because I think it'll give the show a little bit of flair, a little bit of taste, because we had a lot of social injustice going on, the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Let me give my audience something to laugh at. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
So you reached out right away, man. I appreciate you getting right back to me. You know, so tell the people, you know, where you from. I know you're from North Carolina, so, you know, give the people where you're from and what you do.
Got you. So I am from a small town called Troy, North Carolina. It's probably like an hour, 15, hour 20 from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Not really much there. I mean, the only little ticket out was sports. So my parents always made sure them grades was good. And that was the only way we could play sports. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you wanted to come out, you either had to be good at sports or your grades had to be good.
Wow.
So now I'm a senior at UNCW, and I'm studying criminology and also working a little part-time job while I'm in school.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So you studying criminology, a senior now. You know, how has it been going as a senior in college and with the whole COVID thing happening?
So, honestly, I'm not getting the senior year that, like, I expected due to, like, the coronavirus and everything. And, I mean, it was just so random. You know what I mean? Like, this whole little disease virus was just random. So my brothers, one of my oldest brother, Terry, he graduated from Hamline University in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. The next oldest, Terrence, actually graduated from UNCW, which is the school I attend now. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just different because, like, they got to walk the stage and do all the things that I probably won't get to do. And it's kind of weird, man. Like, so far, my senior year, I'm just getting through it. You know what I mean? That's all we can really do.
Just get that degree. That's all.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm out there.
That's all that matters. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, the memory of, you know, walking and doing that whole spiel, all the work and time that you put in. But ultimately, you really put in the work to really get that degree. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, in effort, and then put that degree to good use and good work, you know. So tell me about criminology. What is that? What exactly is that?
Got you. So I actually transferred to UNCW because the school I was at previously was criminal justice. And that's what I wanted to do. Criminal justice is just more so like police, like all that kind of like work. But criminology is like the sociology part of criminal justice. So it's together. So, I mean, you have to know, like, the study of human norms. It's a whole lot more to it in criminology, which is actually why I wanted to change my major. I was like, okay, well, this is just seems like it's so straight by the book. So when I heard about criminology and I heard, like, the classes and stuff that I could take, that's what made me want to pursue that route. Mm. So criminology, man, yeah, it has a lot to do with knowing, like, more street stuff mm-hmm. and also understanding people at right. the same time. Right. So that's what brought me to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Now, you said, like, you know, in Troy, either you playing sports or you getting out with the grades. And clearly, you chose the grades. I mean, you a stocky dude. Did you play football at all?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, senior year, number one running back in the conference and state.
Okay.
I played for West Montgomery High School, number two. You already know. Anyway. But, hey. I graduated weighing 150 pounds soaked and wet. Mm-hmm. I was just really fast. Right. And I was always naturally strong, but I was really fast. And I had boobs, field vision. So, got college, got D1 offers, D2 offers, but always heard that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be behind this player. You're going to be behind that player. I was like, I'm too good to just be watching other people play. Yeah. So, like, I went to a D3 school at UNC Wesleyan College. It's in Rocky Mount. Had the spot. Soon as I got it, got turf toe. Mm. So, that's another thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Turf toe is when the outer layer of your big toe will fill up with so much inflammation that only one or two things can happen to it. You can either get surgery for it or time. Like, that's all that can really heal that. I didn't want to go through the whole surgery route. I mean, I didn't want to put my family through all that, you know what I'm saying, extra debt and stuff, like these medical bills and stuff. It's already hard enough being a black man in America as it is.
Yeah.
Not trying to put that much stress on my parents, you know what I'm saying? So I chose the time route and had a long conversation with God because football was my way out.
Amen, yeah.
Football was my way out. I believe that was my purpose in life. That was my calling in life. And when I got hurt, God showed me it was way more than just one door he had for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And ever since then, man, I just been at it. I've been hitting the books.
Yeah.
Doing my little stuff I'm doing, working, comedy, everything.
And hitting that TikTok, because now you have, what, 1.3 million followers on TikTok now?
Just hit 1.5 this morning.
Excuse me, brother. Excuse me. 1.5, man, you gotta get it right. You gotta get the facts right. Somebody in the back didn't give me the right facts. 1.5 million right now on TikTok. And you do 1.5. Some of the illest I'm going across my feed in the For You section, and then I come across your page, and I'm like, yo, this dude said, I didn't see some Kevin Hart impressions before. And some of the guys that's even on Saturday Night Live or whatever those shows be at,
yep.
I'm like, yo, this dude sound just like Kev, bro. I'm like, Kev, you ain't hit him up yet?
I know.
So he hasn't hit you up yet?
Kev has not personally reached out to me. I can say I've had over hundreds of thousands of people tagging him in my videos. I mean, tagging him on Instagram. I've had, like, the big pages on Instagram post me on there. Hopefully that'll grab his attention, man. But, you know, it's all part of God's plan. I'm not rushing what has to be done. And I'm chilling with it. I've heard, like, speaking of that Kevin Hart impression, I just want to talk a little bit about it.
Let's do that.
My first time hearing it was from Jay Farrow on the talk show. I was like, yo, what? Like, how do you do that? Kevin has such a unique voice. We all have unique voices, but Kevin Hart's voice, it just sounds funny.
Right.
It's so unique, so funny, and just it fits him. So when I saw Jay Farrow, I was like, yo, I got to learn how to do that. That's wow.
Right.
That's wow.
Right.
So I was practicing. Couldn't get it. Kenny, right. I couldn't get it. I just couldn't get it. I was like, man, I'm not going to let this stress me out. I could do any other voice. I'm chilling. I'm not going to let it stress me out.
Right.
Funny story. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to learn it today. I'm going to watch 30 minutes of YouTube, and I'm going to learn it today. I'm going to learn how to do this voice. Okay. And I went to the store and bought some Takis. I actually did a TikTok about this.
Okay.
I bought some Takis and went to the store, bought some Takis. I don't know about you or to other people, but hot foods don't work with me that well.
Right,
so
right.
Takis burned my mind. People like, Takis ain't hot. Takis was hot to me. Ah, like, Takis right. are hot. So I had one stuck in the back of my throat. And I was like, yo, I got to go brush my teeth. I got to get this out. I got to sip some Listerine. I got to get this out. It's burning. So I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, oh, my God. I can finally talk like Kevin Hart from eating Takis. That was the crazy part. See, the crazy thing is I had practiced it and couldn't do it. But when some got stuck in the back of my throat, similar to like a piece of popcorn, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, get it out. Man, that got stuck in the back of my throat. And ever since then, it's been the funnest voice impression to do. Man, I love talking like Kevin Hart. It's fun.
Crazy. Yo, that's crazy, dog. That's crazy, man. I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, this dude really, am I talking to Kev? And then you do the videos where you're going through the drive-thru. Yo, those drones is hilarious. And I'm like, yo, this dude is really going through the drive-thru. So what was the funniest one that you've done? You've done like a couple of them.
Okay, so yeah, the funniest one that I've done recently was at Burger King. Yeah. So it was actually an idea that one of my fans or followers gave to me in the comment section. And I was like, okay, this is new. I've never done this. Let's try. They was like, okay, the only thing about certain drive-thrus, though, when you go through them, they have cameras so they can see. They're going to know it's not who you're trying to like impersonate. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So I wore some shades, a little hat on, a little hoodie. You can't see my face at all. So I pull up to the window. It was a girl at Burger King. And granted, everyone that I've been to so far has recognized me. Like, when I get to the window, they know me. Yeah, that guy from TikTok. But let's go through the video. So, pull up. I do my little order. I'm like, I've never had this before. What do you recommend? I came all the way down here. I heard the food was good. So, I'm going to take your word for whatever you think I should order. She told me such and such, such and such. I was like, okay, you know what? I don't know if I want any of that. Let me just get a chicken, Julian. Scratch that. and I was going back and forth with her. And pulled up to the window. She was like, oh my God. I was like, she pulled up to the window. She was like, oh my God, I knew that was you. Cause you was gonna ask for a celebrity discount. I was like, okay, but if you knew it was me, you should at least let me finish the video so I could get it out. Anyway, yeah. That was fun. I ended up posting her reaction to seeing me on my page, and it hit over 500 some thousand views. So not only did she make my day, but I made her day as well. She commented on it.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite one was when you met Kev in the airport. That was the one for me.
That took a lot of brain power.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a way to show people how good I can do his impression.
Right.
And I feel like the title itself grabs your attention. The first time I met Kevin Hart in the airport.
Right.
So when I did that, man, honestly, I do everything off the top. It's all freestyle. Nothing's wrote down. Nothing's rehearsed. Nothing. So when I did that, I was like, what can I do that can grab these people's attention to make them want to watch me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I pretended to bump into Kevin Hart, me playing Kevin Hart and myself.
Right.
And once I realized it was Kevin Hart that I was talking to, I then start talking like Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So he could see, like, hold up. Like, I was even including, like, his mannerisms in the video. Right. So I was like, when I said, Kev, what's going on, man? How you doing? He was like, not much, man. Just trying to figure out what I'm doing with these dang kids. How you doing? I was like, same, pretty much. Just trying to figure out why I'm selling this dang plane. I was like, hold on, wait a minute, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going back and forth with it.
Right.
And honestly, that was probably my funnest. I'd say that's my funnest video that I've made pretending to be him. Mm-hmm.
I think it's super dope. I think it's super clever, you know, on how you do it. First of all, like, I'm on TikTok, maybe about 85,000, you know, followers and everything. Me personally, I have a different style, a different audience and everything because I dance and everything, but the amount of work that you put in to TikTok, like my daughter has a TikTok, and sometimes I see her around here acting a fool. I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, she's like, I'm doing TikTok videos. And I'm like, why? Like, why are you doing all that? Like, because I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do that. I'm like, yo, this seems like it's too much for me. So yeah. I'm 36, so I ain't got that kind of time.
You still young, Kenny. Come on now.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? I know I look young, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I ain't got that kind of time to be working all that. But, like, how much time did it take to make that one video that you just explained?
Honestly, it took me about an hour.
Okay.
And 15 minutes to do that video.
Wow.
And a lot of it has to do with how I'm going to edit the video and what I end with saying during the video, because it has to make sense. Mm. It can't be jumping from place to place. Right. So when I do these videos, they are literally like just straight off the top. And
right.
I say something, okay, what can I say that can go with this or make sense with this? So when I said, just trying to figure out what I'm going to do on this dang plane.
Right.
That automatically told me that Kevin Hart would be shook that I could do his voice. So that's why I've heard him say, "Hold, wait a minute." I've heard him say that in so many of his stand-up comedy. So I was like, he'll know that I watch him and that I can talk like him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I did that, man, it took about an hour, 15, hour, 20 minutes to do that one clip alone.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Kenny Clutch, the Dancing Dad here. We're going to get right back to the show in just a minute. I know it's juicy. I know it's good. I know everything is so dope right now. But listen, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for loving with us. And thank you for sharing us with your friends, your family, and the rest of the world. We appreciate you and we love you. But now it's time to take things to the next level. It's time to take things to newer heights. It's time to grow. It's time to change the mind so we can change the game. And how we do that is with your help, by you becoming a sponsor. Yeah, that's right. We're not reaching out to anybody else. We're reaching out to the people that support us the most. You're the sponsors. And by you sponsoring this podcast with just 99 cents, $2.99, or even $4.99 a month, you're helping someone get out of depression, helping someone get out of that anxiety, helping someone with their finances, helping someone in their toxic relationship, helping someone's marriage. You, the fans, the listeners, you guys are our sponsors. So we appreciate you and we love you. We just ask that you go to the homepage and click the link that's right there to become a sponsor of Clutch Vision Podcast. And let's change the mind so we change the game. One love. Back to the show.
I spend roughly about an hour making these TikToks.
That's determination and dedication, you know, that I love. And a lot of our guests that come on the show, they got that grit, they got a story, they got something that they're just determined to keep going. Like, I look at it like this: your videos have made people laugh so much that they actually forget about the problems that they have going on in their life just for even 1 minute, right?
And yes, sir.
Especially with the coronavirus and all this other stuff that's going on, it's like, it's healthy to get some laughter in from time to time, because honestly, there's so many, you know, kids and teens and everybody's going through. I've been seeing so many different stories and stuff like that. And it's just like, man, yo, now we got somebody here that's like, you know, pushing and you know, that want to just make people laugh. Is that like your goal, just to make people feel good?
My thing, man, honestly, I've been seeing, like, let's go on about whenever, like, the whole incident with the George Floyd happened.
Yeah, yes.
All over TikTok, all over Instagram, Snapchat, everything was just riot, 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 riot. And my purpose to my videos, simply what you just said, man, when I do these videos, man, it's my escape route, so I know I can use that to help other people escape. Like, when you click on this, man, sometimes people just don't want to see that every single second of the day. So I was like, okay, what can I do to bring laughter and joy to help people escape this how I escape?
Right.
So, man, honestly, yes, I'm going to sit and agree with you 100% on that. When I do these videos, man, I do it for other people. I know that it'll make them laugh. I know that they'll enjoy it. I know that they'll share it with their friends. I know they'll tell people about me. And honestly, that's what I strive for. Like, I strive to make people laugh. Like, that's what my whole page is about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you come to my page, you're gonna laugh.
You're gonna laugh.
Unless you don't like comedy. Right. I mean, but
if you love being in boredom, stay away from his page because that's not, it ain't for you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not for you. I don't recommend it.
You won't come here or whatever, you're going to get a laugh, you're going to get a kick out of life, you know what I'm saying?
And that's just, my goal.
That's it, right? And I'm sitting there, when did it hit you? What was like the first viral video that you got?
So my first viral video was actually with my lady. We did a Kevin Hart voiceover that was already like on the TikTok page itself, and it hit like 1 million something views, and I was like, this is crazy, maybe I should start doing comedy. So the second viral video is what really got me out there. Me and my little brother, we were in our apartment complex because he goes to school with me as well. We were in there. We was like, okay, you're going to do this. You're going to do this person. I'm going to do this person. We're going to go back and forth, right? And we were in the kitchen. We had the phone set up and everything. And we're doing all these impressions. And people are just loving it. So yeah. I get on Instagram, Funny Hood Videos then posted it. And they got like 19.6 something million followers.
Right.
And I'm getting all these followers, comments, likes. And that video alone right now on my page is at like 20 million views.
Wow.
20 million people saw that video. And the crazy thing is, once I knew what we could do with that, we just start making it a series.
Right.
So each one is over 500,000 something views. A lot of them are at 1 million. Right. A lot of them are at 3 million, 4 million, 2 million.
Right.
But that 19.6 or 19.8, 20 million some people that seen that video, that's what got my face out there. I knew once I got on TikTok and I started doing this, then other platforms would see it and post it.
Yep.
So I was wondering even how they even pulled my video from TikTok and posted it on their page. You know what I'm saying?
They gonna pull everything. You're right.
Exactly. They pulled it. I had no idea that my videos were trending on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
So they DM'd me and was like, hey, do you mind if we post your video? But they had already posted it. They was like, we'll tag you and give you full credit for it. I was like, man, help my name get out there. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go.
Take it. Take it. So man, I got so much love from that. So many people start coming to my page. It was actually unbelievable. When my first viral video hit, I knew that I could do something. I knew I could do something with it.
Ain't it amazing how like God just makes that shift, right? Like here you are playing football, you know, and then boom, like you're shifting into a different route. You get an injury. Pretty much God was just like, all right, cool, you done playing. You know what I'm saying? I got something else for you. Remain faithful and I got you. You know, and then boom, you hit with, you know, 20 million, you know, views on a TikTok video, you know what I'm saying? And I can relate because of, you know, my own story and how we went viral as well too. I was just dancing for my son in the hospital because my youngest son Christian had leukemia when he was 2 months old. So I just started dancing for him every day in the hospital. And then the next thing you know, we're dancing for we're doing a video for his round one recovery, and we did the level up challenge. And we did the level up challenge. That thing got throughout all the platforms. We're looking at over 100 million views out of it, and it was crazy. And I'm like, yo, I was back today. There was one platform, the video got 64 million hits on it, and I'm just like, yo, this is stupid crazy. But it's funny because now that me being a dancer, me being an instructor. You know, God was like, all right, cool, Kenny, that's good that you've done this for a period of time, but now I need you to move into something else, right? So here's my question for you. You know, for that person that's out there that's, you know, they have their dreams and they have their goals on what it is that they're set to, what they feel they're set to do, but then God may shift them, you know, how do you encourage them in between that shift?
I'm gonna tell you exactly what my dad, my mom used to tell me growing up. Everything happens for a reason. I became a firm believer in that alone. So me thinking I was about to be this NFL running back, you know what I'm saying, just taking all these pictures with people, living like a rock star, all this, that was not my calling. And I realized that wasn't my calling because, one, I didn't have the size. I didn't have the height. I didn't have the agility. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have all these extra things that people were given. I had to work for everything that I had. Right. So my advice to others would be, just because one door closes, man, you have to keep going. Yeah. Start checking the other doors. Not all of them are going to be locked. Mm. It may be something behind that door that you're not used to. That's fine. Adapt.
Right.
That's what God gave us this for. Mm. Use your brain. Mm. Think with this more and stop being so scared. Mm. You can only fear one thing. That is God Almighty himself. Anything else is in your way is just, it's versus you, versus him, versus God.
Right. Right.
So if you got God on your side, man, honestly, can't nothing stop. I get hyped talking about this, man, because nobody told me this. Right. You know what I'm saying? Nobody told me about the next door, the next step. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. So, like, I'm trying to influence people. People be telling me I'm their inspiration. I inspire them to do this, to do that. And I love that. That's great. Thank you. But you can do the same thing.
Same thing. Everybody in here, guys, everybody in here has a purpose. Everybody in this earth has a purpose. Everybody, you know, if you woke up this morning, then you have purpose. You know, one of my favorite quotes is Les Brown. He says, there's 1,440 minutes in a day. That means we got 1,440 opportunities to be successful. So it's like, you got to take that in stride every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, I got my man Suave here on the Clutch Vision Podcast. If you are listening to this on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Give us a nice little like. Give us a comment. Share this with your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your auntie, your grandma, your grandpa, your abuela, abuelo. I don't care who it is. Share it with your stepdog, your step chameleon, your step state. I don't care who it is. Share it with somebody that needs this right now. If you want to laugh, we are having a ball right here on the Clutch Vision Podcast. If you're watching here, listen to Spotify. Amazon. I wish we wasn't on Amazon. We'll probably be on that soon too, because Jeff Bezos is buying up everything in the world.
Facts.
So if you're listening to this on Spotify, Anchor, or Google, Apple Podcasts, make sure you guys give us a nice little review in this podcast today. Now, I got my man Swab. Listen, brother, now you do other impressions as well too, right? So I've heard Cat Williams. I've heard everybody's favorite president, and I say that loosely, Mr. Donald Trump himself, you know, and a few others, you know what I'm saying? What are your top three impressions to do outside of the Kevin Hart one?
Outside of the Kevin Hart one, I would say, funnier-wise, Trump. I would say Trump. I would say Cat Williams. Chris Tucker, who else? Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
I like doing Dave Chappelle.
So let's go through this real quick. So President Trump, you know, how do you plan to deal with the coronavirus moving forward into the election?
You know, it's crazy because I've already dealt with it. We're just working on new ways. See, the news is fake, but the media, it's real. It's really real. And that's the crazy part. They won't tell you everything that's on TV, but I plan on moving forward if you vote me for the second term. That's the only way I'll tell you. That's it.
Oh, man, but what do you mean fake news? What do you mean by fake news and fake media? What's up with that?
See, they only show you what they want you to see. They don't show you everything that I've done and everything that I'm dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, the news is fake. The news has always been fake. You should worry about the facts. If you do not have the facts, you shouldn't watch the news.
Okay. Mr. Chris Tucker, we're going to bring you onto the line. Are we going to get a Last Friday movie? Are we going to get a Last Friday?
Wait a minute, Kenny. See, I knew you was going to ask me that, man. The question is, I don't know. I've been trying to reach up to Craig and Debo. They don't want to make another movie. So I said, no, man, I'm not going to do it. And on top of that, man, hell, let me tell you something else. My last comedy tour sucked, man. I can't do it no more. I'm getting old. Everybody was kung fu.
Well, we know you in the guide and everything, you know, but can we get a Rush Hour 5?
Now you're asking for too much, man. See, in order to do a Rush Hour 5, I need to reach out with Lee.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Lee. If I can't have no Lee, I can't do it, man. Just that simple, man. Come on, man.
Oh, man. Okay. We're gonna bring on Mr. Dave Chappelle on the line and everything. Mr. Dave Chappelle, now you're getting real serious with your Netflix documentaries and comedy acts and everything. Why are you getting so serious on us, Dave?
Because y'all thought my last show was canceled. It's never canceled. What's wrong with y'all? I'm back, baby. I'm back. I'm stronger than ever. So when you ask me why am I getting so serious, I have to be. It's part of the plan, man. You just got to work with me, baby. Proceed.
Dave, were you really out in Africa, Dave? Were you really out in Africa just chilling? Did you really just, like, give up $50 million?
That is correct. I gave up $50 million, man. 50 large, to be specific. And it was hot, too, man. I gave up hot money. That's what I would call it, hot money.
Oh, man. Listen, we gotta get you off, Dave. We got about two more cats that we got to bring on. I'm going to bring on my man Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne from the Dirty Three South, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, man, listen, I know you were having so much drama with Baby and everything going on with your album and stuff like that, but what's going on with the new album? And you dropping some new heat?
I mean, it's like, ever since I put out the Carter Five, it's not been the same. You know what I mean? So it's like, everything now with Tyga, Nicki, Drake, I own them. That's my record label. Birdman, what he did, I can't go back to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't do that. I'm sorry. No.
Okay. But I love the new podcast that you got going on, you know what I'm saying? So who you planning on having on next on the new podcast?
I'm probably gonna bring on this new cat, man. He on the come up. His name is Swab.
True. I heard of him.
He'd be doing like voice impressions. And I heard him do me one time, so I was like, if I can get him on here, he could do me. That'll help his career. You know what I mean?
Dope. Listen, man, love talking to you, Wayne. Next time, hit me up, man. I gotta get you back on for a longer period of time. Listen, man, I'm gonna bring my man Cat Williams. Listen, Cat, man, you be tripping a lot, man. You be going in like every time I see you on TMZ doing something crazy, you ain't got no business doing. Come on, Cat, man. You got bills. What's up, man? What's up?
People don't understand one and two things. I love minding my own business. So when I feel like somebody is after me, I go straight to the media because I feel like it's the best thing to do to get my point across because people don't listen. Player. People just don't listen nowadays. That's all.
Okay. Fair enough, Cat. Well, listen, man, I just want to know, are you going to be back in the last Friday? Did you talk to Cube?
I just want to say something publicly. No, I have not talked to Cube yet, but things are still in play. I feel like if they want to put me on there, I'm going to be in there. But Donna will not be in this one. She is disloyal, and I don't need her on my team.
Mm-hmm. Well, we like Donna.
But everybody like Donna. Hell, I even like Donna, but she was out, and I can't deal with that. Nope, I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Fair enough. I got you pimping. You know,
you got to understand, player. It's hard being a pimp out here. Nevertheless, even trying to keep up with all 72 women that I try to entertain. But I have to worry about one and two things. One is my hair luxurious enough, and two, my babies, because I love my babies. I'm a hardworking father and a good fellow to my community. That's all I'm really worried about, Kenny. I must say, that's all I'm really worried about, player. Mm-hmm.
My man Kevin Hart. I'm gonna bring my man Suave back on, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you, Cat. My man Suave is back in the building, everybody.
I'm sorry about that. Y'all had to come back. My fault.
Yo, dog, that is incredible, yo. Incredible. Like, so do you like you practice like, you know, your voice changes and stuff like that? Like, how is like your that's a gift, bro?
Yes. So say that one more time.
How long have you been doing the impressions?
Believe it or not, man, about 3 months. Mm-hmm. About 2 to 3 months. I didn't even know I could do voice impressions, Kenny. I didn't know I could do that. I never knew I could do that until me and my brother start making those voice impressions in the kitchen.
Wow.
Literally about 3-4 months ago.
3-4 months, and now here we are, you know, you getting like millions of followers on TikTok.
Going. Mm-hmm.
And listen, I got one more question, then we're gonna get to this game, all right? So okay. Like, with all the social injustice that's going on, you know, and everything happening, you know, especially from the younger generation. A lot of times we have people on here that are like 30 plus, 40 plus, you know, they come on, they give their life experience and stuff like that. But, you know, I felt the need to bring on the younger generation as well too, because we want to hear from you guys, you know. Mm-hmm. So let's imagine this, right? Here, we're going to paint the picture here.
Okay.
So we got about 7, 7.5 billion people on the planet, right?
Right.
Everybody is listening to you right now, right? In the most inspirational way, you know, to get them through the rest of 2020, right? What are some encouraging words that you can say, and then Kev can follow up with?
Some encouraging words I would say is keep moving forward. Love your family, because you never know what can happen any second of the day with all the stuff that's going on in the world right now. Social justice is such a broad term. So, I mean, it's hard to really tap into without getting sensitive about it.
Right.
But as far as like encouraging words, I would just say, man, keep your head up, keep pushing. Things are going to get better. Times may be hard at some time, but I promise you, if you pray, you love God, you love your family, things are going to be okay. So that's really all I can think about to push as far as like to encourage people on that topic,
right?
Because it really relates to the topic on how well we can like go into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, man, I just want to say, like, yeah, just keep your head up. Stay positive at all times. It's too much going on in this world now to have your head down.
Dope.
You are incapable of doing so much. All you have to do is get off your butt and do it. That's right. That's it.
My man Suave is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Now, check this out, Suave. We're going to do a little game, all right? I'm going to need
Kev. Okay, what's the game? Let's talk about the game.
I need Kev on for the game, all right, Kev?
Okay, let's get it.
All right, Kev. Now, listen, Kev. You from Philly. I'm from Jersey. We, like, right over the bridge from each other. You know what I'm saying?
You're my neighbor. So mm-hmm.
We right there, okay? I don't bang with them Eagles like that, all right? But.
What's wrong with you? That's your problem, Kenny. That's one of your problems right there. You don't bang with the Eagles?
You're not a fan.
Kev? I'm a Cowboy fan.
How about that?
Oh, my. I knew it. Any man with a goatee like that is definitely a Cowboy fan.
Hey,
I knew that.
Hey, don't make fun of my goatee. Don't make fun of
my goatee. I'm just saying.
That's why you got short people problems, man. That's why it was.
Okay, stop. We going to talk about short people? That's what we got? We're going to talk about short people problems. You know what? We only have to get in that. Let's get in the game, man.
This is my show. You can't cold as balls. You on my show.
I'm just saying we need a different, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cowboys? Like, what made you take that route? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
See, what happened was, Kev, it was the year 1992, you know, and what happened was I actually liked the colors of the Cowboys. I didn't really like, you know, the colors of the Buffalo Bills. Or
okay, I understand what you're saying.
Is this before
or after the backstory? Is that what it is? Are you telling the backstory now?
Oh, this is before.
Okay, see what I'm saying? That's what it is. I understand why you're a Cowboy fan now.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
And I'm from North New Jersey originally. So, you know what I mean? And then we came down to Willingboro. And I really didn't know Philly at the time. So guess what? First time I saw football was when I seen the Cowboys. All right, so don't sue me, man.
Makes sense. I didn't mean to come off too pushy. I'm just saying, when I see a Cowboy fan, man, it's just hard to have a conversation with most of them.
I know.
Because it's one way with Cowboy fans. You know what I mean? It's just one way with Cowboy
fans. One way with Eagle fans. Don't get me started with y'all. Y'all got no respect for anybody. That's your problem, yo. That's why you ain't going to win no more championships. That's why y'all only got that one championship.
That's a lie. That's a damn lie. You want to hear facts? You want to hear facts real quick? If Michael Vick never would have gotten in trouble, we would have had multiple rings by now, especially when he came to the Eagles.
If.
goodness gracious.
If
him?
If you're talking about hypotheticals,
okay,
Kev.
Okay, that didn't happen. Hypothetically speaking, if he would have never got hurt, we would have had a whole lot of championships. And the one we recently just got is, I mean, it's a build-up, people. You can't give everything at once. You have to wait. You got to be patient.
All right, Kev, we're going to get to the game. We can talk football all day. But
it's about time. I was waiting to get to the game. Jesus.
Game is called In the Clutch, and I'm Kenny Clutch, all right? So, we're going In the Clutch on that, all right, Kev? All right, so check it out. In the Clutch, INDACLUTCH, okay? In the Clutch stands for Inspirational Dancers Creatively Linking Upon the Culture of Hip Hop. Did you catch that?
I got most of it. It was pretty fast. Incredible dancers at hip hop. Is that what you said?
No. Slow down, Kev. All right,
okay, we'll bring it back to me. Okay, let's run it through again.
All right, here we go, Philly. Mm-hmm. All right. Inspirational Dancers Creatively Linking Upon the Culture of Hip Hop. INDACLUTCH. In the Clutch. Got it?
Got it. I'm with you.
All right. So here's the game. I'm going to give you a letter, and then you give me a positive word that goes with that letter.
Ooh, Kev. Ooh, I'm good at this. Let's go. Easy.
You positive, Kev. Now you positive.
Easy.
So here we
positive
go.
Words only, right? Positive words
positive
only.
Positive words only.
All right. Cool. Word. Cool. Cool with me.
Ready?
Cool with me. Right. Hold on, is there a time limit on it, or I just got to say?
You just got to say it. No time limit. This is my
okay,
show.
Perfect.
Good. Here we go. C. Come on, Kev.
That's a hard one. C is a hard word to use. Like, I can't think of one happy word that starts with C. Hold on. You show me how the game goes, then we'll replay. How about that? You start.
So I'll go. If we say C, I'll say courage. All
right? Got it. Let's start a game over. I got
it. Here we go. Ready?
Got it.
All right. C.
Courage.
Okay. L. You was about to say it.
Life.
Life. Okay. U.
That's a tough word. I can't think.
Come on, Kev.
Let's say understanding. Mm.
Understanding. Okay. T.
Thankful.
C.
Captain.
There you go. H.
Hard work.
There we go. That's clutch. My man Suave Xavier in the building. The baddest dude doing the Kevin Hart impressions. Listen, Kev. You got to sign the kid, man. You got to get him on Cold as Balls. You got to do something with him. Get him on Laugh Out Loud Network. Get him on something, yo. This dude is amazing, and he is putting in the hard work. And everybody that is watching here right now, if you want to do something, if this inspires you, okay, if you just want to do something, just go to work. This man is using his cell phone and using it to make millions of people laugh every day with a talent that God has unlocked in him, period, yo. No other way around it, you know what I'm saying? We give God all the glory, you know what I'm saying? Listen, bro, shout out your Instagram, shout out your TikTok, and let the people know where they can find you at.
Thank you, man. Look, man, you can find me on TikTok at Suave Hart. I actually switched it since everybody keep calling me Kevin. Follow me at Suave Hart, SUAVEHART. My Instagram is I am Suave Xavier. Easy to find me, man. Just look up Suave. It ain't that many that cool. There you go.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Clutch Vision Podcast, the most positive podcast on the planet. If you are listening to this on YouTube, Apple, Google, Spotify, whatever it is, make sure you share this with your mommy, your daddy, your uncle, your auntie, your grandma, your grandpa, abuela, abuelo. Share it with your stepdaughter, your stepcat, your stepdog, your step chameleon, your step snake. I don't care who it is. Share it with your step pencil, your teacher, your professor, whoever it is. Make sure you share this video with somebody so they can get that positivity in them today. Make sure you guys go ahead, like, subscribe. Give me a comment below, bump us up to the review, and donate to the podcast at 99 cents, $2.99, or even $4.99 on the homepage of our Anchor app. Now, everybody, like we say all the time, when we change the mind, we change the game. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow we'll worry about itself, and today is all we have. And if today is all you have, you make sure you impact today the best way you know how. It's your boy, Kenny Clutch, from the Clutch Podcast. My man, Swan Bay. We out of here. Peace. When we change the mind, we change the